teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When I was growing up, I grew up in Milwaukee right after Vatican Council II, and at that time they had done away with a catechism that was very effective called the Baltimore Catechism. Just by way of show of hands, how many of you were raised on the Baltimore Catechism? Well, about, or all the older people are, huh? And it was a tremendous, tremendous compendium of our faith in a very simple way. You would ask questions and you would have the answers. And the thing about it was, every Catholic in the United States was raised on the Baltimore Catechism. Well, after Vatican II, they felt, well, that's too simplistic to have another type of instruction. But it wasn't unified across the United States. In fact, it became very disunified. Very little of the Catholic Church's doctrine was transmitted to people of my age and younger. And this is a crying shame in the United States. And we now are working on a third generation of young people who really do not know their faith. They're never taught it in a very serious way, in a systematic way. That's what the Baltimore Catechism allowed, a very systematic presentation. And because of the way I grew up and the CCD programs I went through, when I entered seminary, I really didn't know a lot about my faith. I have to admit that. In fact, I could admit to you, I didn't know the Ten Commandments. Now, that should be something you learn in the second grade, first grade. I didn't know the Ten Commandments. I couldn't recite to you. It wasn't until I had to teach it to other classes, to students, that I had to remember, okay, which is the first, second, third. But this should be part and parcel of who we are, the Ten Commandments. Many young people cannot recite them. They'll call themselves Catholic or call themselves Christian, but they don't know the basics of morality. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Now you think that would be on the lips of all of us. I want to live forever. I want to go to heaven. And so what does Jesus simply say? Keep the commandments. Now he presupposes the first three. Worship God alone. Do not use the Lord's name in vain. And keep holy the Sabbath day. You're doing that by attending Mass for Sunday. And the other commandments are how we deal with one another. The only two commandments he left off is the coveting of our neighbor's wife, coveting of our neighbor's goods. But it is assumed Jesus meant all the commandments here. And so he tells the rich young man, you want to have eternal life? Keep the commandments, all of them. We cannot pick and choose these commandments. You can't say, well, this week I'll go to Sunday Mass, but next week I won't. Or this week I'll commit adultery, but next week I won't. No, we don't think like that, huh? We have to keep all the commandments. And once you keep them in a regular way, they become easy, they become a virtue, become a part of who you are. I remember when I traveled to Germany with my aunts and uncles, so about 10 years ago now, my aunt through the internet found some cousins that were living in Germany that we didn't know, and so she contacted them and they invited us to come over, so we were able to put together a little tour. We got in on Saturday afternoon, and Sunday we were touring with a soccer group. We had to follow their schedule, so Sunday was a day off. And so Saturday we got into town. My mom and my aunt decided to walk into town to find out what time Mass was for Sunday. And so we got back Saturday night for dinner, and I made an announcement to my aunts and uncles that tomorrow we'll be going down for 10:30 Mass in the town. Anybody wants to join us, they can come with us. Well, about half my aunts and uncles went. And when we got back after Mass, one of my aunts who didn't go said in a loud stage whisper, "They travel 3,000 miles, and the first thing they do is go to Mass." And I said to myself, well, that's right. That's what Catholics do. You worship on Sunday, no matter where you're at. The Catholic Church is universal. It is found everywhere, and thus takes a little bit of investigation to find out what time Mass is. A one-hour Mass is just not even 1% of our week. 0.6%. And that's not too much the Lord is asking of us. But for some people it is. In any event, we are called to keep the commandments if you want to have eternal life. But yet this one man was, the rich man was lacking something. And so he tells him, go sell what you have and give to the poor. Then you'll have treasure in heaven. And he went away sad because he had many possessions. Now it's not necessary, it's not obligated. He wasn't obligated to sell everything. That is only if he wished to be perfect. He was lacking that. So the church has always held that there can be a higher calling in this world, the calling to the evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience, that we voluntarily give up everything for the sake of the kingdom of God. Even family, even wives, even children, and a call to celibacy. And so the church asked this of young men if they were going to become priests, and young ladies if they enter into religious life. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, when we are in heaven, we will be like angels. There will be no marriage or giving in marriage in heaven. That is, we will have our bodies, we will have our resurrected bodies, but we will not be engaging them in sexuality as we do in this world, because in heaven there's no time. There's just the beatific vision of seeing our Heavenly Father face to face for all eternity. But in this world we need sexuality. Why? Well, because we need children. We need growth. But even with that, there is a higher calling still being extended to young people, young men and women, to choose to become celibate for the sake of the kingdom of God. And this is part of who we are as Catholic Christians, to realize that we are moving through this world as pilgrims. This world is not all there is. As the saying goes, the man with the most toys still dies. You can't earn your way into heaven. You can't have any type of wealth that gets you into heaven. In fact, Jesus tells us that it's harder to enter the kingdom of God with the attitude of wealth, in the sense that I need wealth. I must have wealth. In any event, we're called to live a very holy life. At the very least, we're called to keep the commandments, honoring our father and mother. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife and neighbor's goods. The very least, we are called to love our neighbor as ourselves. This is the golden rule that Jesus gave us. So as we continue with this Mass, let us pray. Pray for young people. A lot of them don't know the basics of morality. Don't know that they're being called to live a holy life. Let us pray for young men and women that they may choose to enter into religious life or into the priesthood for boys, to give up everything in following Jesus.